Happy Thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹们，那大家感恩节好。
Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
希望大家都有一个很好的感恩节。
Today my topic is the land to be possessed.
今天我的标题是未得之地。
We know our God is a God of promise.
我们知道我们的神是有应许的神。
There are many God promises mentioned in the Bible.
在圣经里提到了很多的与神的应许有关的事情。
But one of the very famous one is the promised land.
最有名的大概就是那应许之地。
Today, we want to take a look at the history of the promised land and also.Look at how Israelites took the land and what we can learn from it.
今天我们要看一下这个应许之地的来由，还有什么意义，还有以色列人是怎样得的这个应许之地。
Let's look at the first slide.
我们看一下第一个幻灯片。
So this is the map of when like Abraham was called by God.
这个地图上面显示的是亚伯拉罕怎样被神所呼召。
So in Genesis 12, chapter 12, verse 1, God called Abraham out, and God told Abraham that he will lead him to a land.
在创世纪十二章一节，神带领亚伯拉罕出来的时候，神对亚伯拉罕说话，第一次提到了这一块地。
Here he said, God said, I will to the land which I will show you, but he didn't see where it is.
那个亚伯拉罕并没有看见，但是神说我要把这个地显给你看。
So at that time, you know, Abraham probably here, like out of the map, it's like a word, and then lead him to Haran. So it's probably here.
是这个亚伯拉罕那个时候也不在这住的地方，不在这地图上，他是在这个乌尔是很远的地方，然后在然后神就把他带到了哈兰地，然后这也在这个地图外面。
Yeah, and then in chapter in the verse 6-7, and when Abraham come to the place called Shechem, it's like here.
对，在创世纪十二章六到七节中，然后亚伯拉罕到了那个地方叫示剑，在这里。
And then God told Abraham, "Say, I will to your descendant, I will give this land."
然后神对亚伯拉罕说，我要把这个地赐给你和你的后裔后世。
Yeah, probably from here, and then talking about all the land.
Yeah, 然后从这里就讲其他的一些地。
And then in chapter 13.Abraham separated with a Lot, so that's in like Bethel, this place.
创世纪十三章中，然后圣经上提到，亚伯拉罕和罗德分手，大概就是这个地方。
And then Lot will move to the east, and then gradually move south and to like Sodom, like here, like this area.
然后罗德呢就慢慢的移到这个东面，然后再往南移，就到了索多玛，然后大概索多玛是在那个位置。
Yeah, and then at that time, God told Abram, his name is called Abram, say, like here, he said, you look east, west, south, north, anything you see, I'll give it to you.
然后呢，亚伯拉罕在这里。然后神对亚伯拉罕说：“你在这用眼睛所看，东面、西面、南面，你眼目所见之地，一切都要赐给你。”
Okay, and then come to chapter 15 in Genesis.
在创世纪十五章。
We all know in chapter 15, God promised Abraham a son, and Abraham believed in God, and God counted him as righteousness.
我们知道十五章说，神应许亚伯拉罕有一个儿子，亚伯拉罕就信神，神就以他为以此为他的义。
And then after that, in verse 7-8, God told mentioned this land again. God said, at that time I believe it's in like Hebron.
Yeah.
Hebron.
希伯来希伯伦希伯鲁希伯来书
希伯伦
希伯伦啊，希伯伦的时候，神又与亚伯拉罕提到了这块地，然后就以此与亚伯拉罕立约。
Yeah, and then in the verse 18, and God made a covenant with Abraham.
在十八节，与亚伯拉罕立约。
And so in God's heart, this land is important, and then He intended to give to Abraham and his descendant.
是在神的眼中，这块地是很重要的，是神给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔的地。
And then we know, after that, the things were fulfilled according to God's words.
然后按所神所应许的，这个事就成了。
And after the Israelites lived in Egypt for 400 years, Moses led them out.
以色列人在埃及地住了四百年之后，这个摩西就把他们带出来。
Yeah, and then led them into Canaan, the Promised Land.
然后带他们进入迦南地，就是那个应许之地。
And then Israelites lived there for like 1,500 years.
以色列人在这个迦南地住了1500年。
And after the second temple destroyed, then they were scattered around the world.
在第二个圣殿被毁以后，以色列人就四散天下。
And magically, after 2,000 years, in almost 2,000 years, in 1948, Israel re-established their country in this promised land.
在非常真是神奇的事情，就是在2000年以后，1948年，以色列人在这个应许之地再一次的建了他们的国，复国。
Yeah, this really demonstrates a God promise to Abraham is not changed.
真的是彰显了神对亚伯拉罕的应许是永远不改变的。
And also, His power, the power of Almighty God.
然后也彰显了神的大能。
So we all know. All the stories in the Old Testament have some like spiritual meanings in New Testament.
我们都知道，在旧约里的故事，在新约里啊，都有一些属灵的意义。
So to our Christians, do we also have a promised land?
对我们基督徒来说，我们有没有应许之地呢
？If we do, what is it?
我们有的话，那是在哪里呢
？So in New Testament.God didn't use the word promised land, but He used word called like inheritance or heir.
啊，在新约里，神没有用应许之地这个词，他神用的是产业或者是基业这个字。
Yeah, let's look at next slide. In Galatians 3:29.
在加拉太书三章二十九节，我们看一下。
It says.And you belong to, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And when?
Oh, okay. 等一下，我看一下。是照着应许，应许承受产业的了。
Yeah, and also in chapter 4, it further says,because we are heirs and sons and daughters of God, so we can have inheritance in God.
所以我们既是神的儿女，是我们也得成的产业。
Yeah, and then in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, it says, "For in Him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form."
在哥罗西书二章九节中这样讲：神本性一切的丰富。都有形有体居住在基督里面。
Yeah, so God's fullness is in Christ.
所以神的一切的丰富都在基督里面。
So it is true that when we accept Jesus as our Savior, our sins are forgiven and we receive the righteousness of God.
的确，当我们接受耶稣基督做我们救主的时候，我们的罪就得了赦免，就得了神的义。
And also we receive the life of Christ, and also we are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
我们也得了神耶稣基督的生命，然后我们有了圣灵做印记。
Yeah, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 14 said it really well.
在以弗所书一章三到 三节到十四节是讲得很好。
Yeah, I put all of them in one page. I know it's hard to read, but this is one sentence.
所以这个其实是很多，我就放在一起是比较难读，但是其实是一句话。
Yeah, it said this is the longest sentence in the Bible.
圣经上说，圣经上这句话是最长的一句话。
So probably we don't need to read through them, but I highlight some points that you see verse 3, it says, God bless us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
所以那我把它划了一些重点，我们也不可能全部读，但是我们看一下第一章三节就是这样写，就是愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then all the blessings, you can see he chose us first, and then he wants us to be holy and blameless.
所以有很多的福气，他让我们神让我们成为圣洁，然后无所指摘。
And then adoption as sons.
然后就成为儿子的名分，得儿子的名分。
And then we are redeemed, and then we receive the forgiveness of our trespasses.
然后我们也得神的赦，神耶稣基督的宝血，得赦免。
And then we have obtained inheritance.
然后我们就得到这个所得的基业。
And then the Holy Spirit of promise and become our pledge of our inheritance.
然后圣灵成了我们的基业。
Yes, indeed, the inheritance God gave us is so rich.
真的是神给我们的基业是那样的丰富。
Because of his unchanging promise, he gave it to everyone who believed in him.
因为神的永远不改变的应许，他把这个圣灵给了我们每一个人。Sorry, 是不是？
The inheritance, he gave it to everyone.
他把他的给我们的基业给了我们每一个。
Yeah, who believe in him.
然后我们这些信他的人，他就赐给基业给我们。
Next, I want to see how like Israel takes the land.
下面我要看的就是以色列人是怎样的是得这个地的。
Okay, so possess the land. So the first point is they possess the land through fight.
第一点就是他要得这个应许之地，一定要经过征战。
When Israelites cross the Jordan River. And enter into the promised land.
当以色列人过了这个约旦河，进了应许之地以后，
So in that land there are many like Canaanites and all other inhabitants at that time.
在那个地住着很多的迦南人和当地的一些其他的人。
So God didn't expel all those people out from the land and then just let the Israelites walk in and then enjoy it.
神并没有事先把那些当地的人赶走，让以色列人这样大摇大摆地进入那地去居住。
Yeah, God wanted Israelites to possess the land through fight.
神让以色列人得这个地要通过征战。
But God will lead them and to battle.
但是神会带领他们去征战。
So we can see that in the book of Joshua.
我们看见耶稣亚书是里面这样记载的。
So Israelites they took the city of Jericho first, and then take the city of Ai.
这个完整的故事就是描述了这个以色列人怎样在神的带领下先占领了耶利哥城，然后又得了埃城。
Yeah, according to the Bible, they totally defeated 31 kings.
按照圣经，他们一共打败了31个王。
So God have given us the rich promises in Christ, but we also need to fight to get it.
神给了我们这样神在我们里面得的丰盛的应许都给了我们，但是我们也要通过征战才能得。
Yeah, it's not like automatically we everyone just receive it.
这不是说我们每个人这个就能够就自动的就得到了这些神的恩典。
But where are we going to fight?
但是我们现在是与谁征战呢？
In Ephesians chapter 6:12, let's see next slide.
以弗所书六章十二节。
Can we go to last one? Previous one. Yes. Here he says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of weakness in the heavenly places.
所以六章十二节以弗所说，说我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与属灵气的恶魔征战。
Yeah, so what we mostly commonly saying is not fighting the evil spirits, but fighting with ourselves.
不但我们要和这个属灵气的恶魔征战，也要和我们自己的老我征战。
Yeah, because our old self is under control of the evil one, the evil spirit.
我们的老我是被那个恶魔所控制的。
Yeah, our old self is not died on the day we baptized.
我们的老我并不是说我们在受洗的那天就死了。
And the new life Jesus gave us is not matured on the day we believe in him.
我们那个受洗的那一天，信主的那一天，我们的新生命并没有成熟。
Yeah, we need to take on our carry our own cross to follow Jesus.
我们要自己背起自己的十字架，能够跟随耶稣。
Also, like mentioned in the previous verse in the Ephesians chapter 6, says we should put on the whole armor of God to fight.
我们看见以弗所书六章也是说，我们要穿起全副的军装与恶魔征战。
Yeah, we can with God's help, we through prayer through God's word, we can fight the battle.
通过神的话语，通过祷告，我们能够打这个属灵的征战。
So don't think we already arrived once we believe and saved and baptized. That's only a starting point of our spiritual war.
不要认为一受洗我们就已经赢了这个征战。我们受洗的那一天只是一个开始，而不是终点。
Okay. The second point I learned from the Israel people is the fighting in the process of fighting, their victories and also failures.
我们第二点要看到的，在以色列人征战的时候，他们有胜利的时候，也有失败的时候。
For example, when they fight the city of Jericho, they follow God's command.
我们看见他们在打耶利哥城的时候，他们听神的话。
So they won very easily. They just walk around the city for 7 days. They just the city collapsed.
所以他们赢得非常的容易。他们只要绕着城7天，然后这个城墙就塌了。
But very quickly, their old problem come back.
但是很快，他们的老毛病又犯了。
So they didn't follow exactly God's command. So they sinned.
他没有完全遵循神的命令，他们犯罪。
Then when they fight the city of Ai, they failed.
他们打这个埃城的时候，他们就失败了。
Then after they get rid of their sins, and then they regroup, and then God led them to take over the city of Ai.
他们去除他们里面的罪孽以后，他们重新聚集，神就让他们占了这个埃城。
So after, so the battle of our Christians have just like the Israelites.
我们基督徒的征战也像以色列人一样。
So when we obey the lead of Holy Spirit, so we can overcome the sins and the temptations.
当我们照着圣灵的带领，我们能够战胜我们的诱惑。
And then we can stay in the Lord, and our spiritual life will grow.
然后我们就能在主里活着，然后我们属灵的生命就能成长。
But when we don't obey the Holy Spirit,And we will sin, and we will stumble, and we will stay far away from God.
当我们不遵从圣灵的带领，我们就会犯罪，我们就会跌倒，我们就会远离神。
And our spiritual life growth will pause, and sometimes will even regress.
我们属灵生命的成长也会停滞，甚至是倒退。
So the next point is, I want to learn is,how Israelites divide the land.
下面我要讲的是以色列人怎样分这个地。
Let's look at the next slide.
我们看下一个图。
So we can see, those are the 12 tribes.
我们看见这是十二个支派的。
So this is the Jordan River.
这个是约旦河。
Yeah, and on the east side of the Jordan River, there are 2.5 tribes.
在约旦河的东面有两个半支派。
Like, they're called Reuben and Gad and half of Manasseh.
所以是流便支派、加德支派和这个马拿瑟支派。
Yeah, 马拿西。
马拿西，哎 ，sorry。
Yeah, and then they start to divide the land, and then first are like Judah and then Ephraim and the other half of Manasseh.
啊，然后他们分这个地，你看大家那一半的话就是以弗莲，就犹大，还有一半的马拿西，一半族，嗯。
Yeah, so in chapter 15, no, that should be Joshua. In Joshua 15 and 17, the Judah and Ephraim and the half Manasseh, they just, you know, went over to take the land.
啊，我们看见在大概是在约书亚中十五到十七节，就是他们犹大、以法莲和马拿西的半支派就去那个在十五到十七章里面去夺了他们分给他们的地。
But the other seven tribes just stay there, just didn't do anything.
那另外剩下的七个支派，然后就待在那儿，他不去做任何的事情。
And then in Joshua, chapter 18, verse 12-3, here we can see, there remained among the sons of Israel seven tribes who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?"
所以约书亚说，十八二十三，二两到三节，以色列中其他的支派并没有分给他们地业。约书亚对以色列人说，耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们耽搁不去得，要到几时呢
？So then after that, those seven tribes and then just started, you know, go out and then survey the land and then take actions.
然后这个七个支派才去慢慢的得他们的地。
So this question, like the Joshua asked the seven tribes, is also a very good reminder to us, to New Testament time Christians.
这个约书亚对那个七个支派所说的话，也是一个很好的对我们新时代的现在时代的基督徒的一个提醒。
Yeah, let's look at our life, see if there are any land we have not taken possession.
我们看看我们现在的生活，我们还有一些是什么未得之地呢
？The land God already gave us, but we have put off to take over.
神这个地已经神已经赐给我们了，但是我们就没有去拿。
Yeah, thinking about our relationships with our families, the relationship with our coworkers at work or classmates at school.
想想我们和我们家人的关系。我们的工作，我们的学校里和同事和同学之间的关系。
Yeah, even the relationship with our brothers and sisters at church.
或者是我们在教会里面和弟兄姐妹的关系。
Where did we spend our time?
我们的时间花在了哪里呢
？Where did we spend our money?
我们的金钱花在了哪里
？Do we all often read the Bible or have a close relationship with God?
我们是不是常常来读神的话语，读圣经和神有一个良好的关系呢
？Do we pray more, very often to know more about God?
是不是我们祷告了多一些，更明白神的心意呢
？Or did we obey the lead of Holy Spirit so our life can be changed?
是不是我们遵从圣灵的带领，然后我们的生命就改变呢
？So dear brothers and sisters.If today the Holy Spirit asks us the same question, what would be our answer?
弟兄姐妹们，如果今天的圣灵来问我们同样一个问题，我们的回答是什么呢
？I hope we can all realize how much God has promised us.
我们真能够明白神给我们的应许是多么的美好。
And how little we have received.
但是我们得到的应许有多少不多
？To realize our situation, is so.So much further from what God wanted us to be.
看，要我们要明白我们现在的光景离神的要求是多么的远。
And we have so much land we not take possession.
我们有很多的未得之地还没有得。
The day of Jesus comes back is near.
耶稣回来的日子近了。
And our days on this earth is limited.
我们的日子在这个地上也是有限的。
We are not getting any younger.
我们也不会再越来越年轻，我们越来越老。
I hope we don't put off any longer, and we need to get up and to fight.
然后我们也不再单言，我们要起来，我们要去征战。
To receive all the heavenly blessings God giving us.
能够得神在预备的各样属天的福气。
The next point is, so Israel they didn't follow God's command to drive out all the inhabitants.
所以我们下面一点就讲，这个以色列人并没有照神的旨意把那些当地的人全部赶出去。
In Deuteronomy 7:1-2, God said, when the Lord your God bring you into the land where you are entering into possessing it, and clear with many nations before you. And then in the verse 2, he said, you shall utterly destroy them, and you shall make no covenant with them, and show no favor to them.
所以大家看这个屏幕上的《生命记》7:1-2，耶和华你的神要领你进入这征战，要得为业之地，从你面前赶出许多国民。然后下面又讲，那时你要把他们灭绝干净，不可以灭绝尽灭，不可与他们立约，也不可连续他们。
Yeah, so it's very clear that God said, you know, just to utterly destroy them and.Do not have any covenant with them.
所以神讲得很清楚，要与把他们灭绝尽尽，然后不可以与他们立约。
But when the Israelites then came to the city of Gibeon,
然后以色列人来到了这个城叫基遍。
They were deceived by all the Gibeonites.
然后他们呢被基遍人就欺骗了。
So they didn't ask God first.And then they had made a covenant with the Gibeonites.
那些以色列人没有与神没有问神，就与那些基遍人立了个约。
That's just a starting point. And later on, all other tribes they didn't drive out all the inhabitants in Canaan.
那是一个开始就是这样状况。后来呢，其他一些支派呢也没有把当地的居民给赶尽。
Yeah, if you look at the next slide.
看下一个图啊。
So in Judges verse 1, chapter 1:19, it says, they could not drive out the inhabitants of valley because they had iron chariots.
所以看来四世纪1:19也这样讲，他们不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
And then in verse 21, and then later on to 27, all the way to 36, they mentioned all the.The inhabitants they couldn't drive out.
所以下面的就讲的21:27-36都讲了一些他们当地的人，他们没有办法把他们赶走。
Yeah, so Israelites they didn't drive out the inhabitants for various reasons.
以色列人没有把那些当地的居民赶走，因为各种各样的原因吧。
So God save us with a purpose.
神救我们是有目的的。
He wants us to be holy and blameless.
他要我们圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So this is a very high standard.
这个是个非常高的标准。
So we try our whole life, probably in the end we will, you know, for sure we will not reach that point.
我们尽一生的努力也是没有办法达到的。
But what would be our attitude?
但我们的态度是怎样呢？
So we have so many problems in our lives.
我们身上有很多的毛病。
And we have many things not pleasing to God.
我们也有很多得罪神的地方。
Can we just say, we get used to those things and just live with it and then give up?
我们是不是就习以为常呢？认为就这样就放弃了呢？
Or we can find all kinds of excuse so we can feel better.
然后或者我们找一些理由，然后我们心里就得了一些就心安理得了。
So for those Israelites, even they enter into the Canaan,
像那些以色列人，即使他们进了迦南地
，but they didn't drive out all the inhabitants as God commanded, and then they live with them.
然后他们，但是他们没有照神的旨意把当地的居民赶出去，然后就和这些人住在一起。
Later, those inhabitants became their snares.
然后这些人就后来就成了他们的网罗。
And causing them to worship idols, and then later on cause them to, you know, corruption, and then their kingdom was destroyed.
然后呢，他们呢就慢慢的就是和当地人一样拜了偶像，就拜坏了，然后最后就被毁灭了。
Yeah, and then they betrayed God.
然后他们就背叛了神。
So when we get used to our sins, tolerate them and then live with them, and the sins will become our snares.
当我们如果就习惯了我们身上的罪，然后容忍这些罪在我们身上，然后我们慢慢的就放松了警惕，这些罪也就成了我们的网罗。
Yeah, we will gradually lose guard, and then our heart will become hardened.
然后我们就远离了神，我们的心就硬了。
Eventually, we'll be far away from God.
最终我们就远离了神。
Yeah, so we must be seriously deal with our sins.
所以我们对付身上的罪一定要严肃。
Yeah, we can't just tolerate them and leave them there.
我们不能容许身上的罪接着存在，然后我们要把那些赶走。
Okay, but there are a good examples in Israel.
也有一个很好的例子是以色列人说的。
Yeah, it's Caleb.
然后加勒就是这样一个例子。
Yeah, when on the second year, Israel entered into the left Egypt.
在出埃及的第二年
，They came to the entrance of Canaan.
然后他们到了这个迦南这地的门口。
So they sent out 12 spies to scout out the land.
然后他们就派了12个探子去看这块地。
So we all know only two came back with good news. One is Caleb, one is Joshua.
只有两个回来就带了说鼓舞人心的消息，一个是加勒，一个是约书亚。
And the rest of Israelites, they didn't believe, and they all scared.
其他的那些犹太人的探子都因为不相信神，他们都很害怕以色列百姓。
And because of their unbelief, so they refused to enter into the land.
因为他们不信神，他们就拒绝，他们不进这个迦南地。
And the result is the whole generation, of Israelites, they all died in the wilderness.
所以这个结果就是那一代超过那一代的以色列人都倒闭在旷野里。
Yeah, everyone who's age about 20 years old, all the males are died.
所以这个超过二十岁的男丁都最近那一代都倒闭在旷野。
Except Joshua and Caleb.
只有两个存活，就是约书亚和加勒。
And later on, they enter into Canaan.
然后他们就进入了迦南地。
Yeah. So we all know Joshua is the leader of Israelites after Moses.
我们知道约书亚是摩西以后以色列的领袖。
And he led Israelites cross Jordan River and fight all the battles and then enter into the promised land.
他带领以色列人过了约旦河，然后与当地征战。
But Caleb was really quiet.
加勒就是非常的安静。
There's no recording about Caleb in the Bible until Joshua chapter 14.
圣经里那时候再没有提到加勒，只有到了约书亚记十四章以后才提到了加勒。
Yeah, at that time Caleb came to Joshua and he said those verses.
那时候加勒到约书亚前说了这样的话。
Yeah, I'll read like 7, 8, and 9, and you will read 10, 11, and 12. So.Verse 7 says, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought word back to him, and it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, who went up with me, made the heart of the people melt with fear. But I followed the Lord my God fully. So Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land on whichYour foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully.
好，
verse 10.
OK， 自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这四十五年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪、现今我85岁了，我是还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，有宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
OK， so now we see Joshua waited 45 years。
我们看见耶稣啊，这个加勒等了45年。
Yeah， he waited that he believed that God promised him will fulfill。
他相信神给他的一定要成就。
So he didn't just lay back and rest.
他没有只是在那躺着就休息，什么也不做。
Yeah, I believe he exercised.
然后我想他这个身体大概比较。
So keep himself strong.
啊，然后他在不停的锻炼，身体也强壮。
So he can waiting for God's time.
然后就等待神的时间。
And also he didn't complain, saying, "Hey, it's all your fault to cause me not enter into the promised land earlier."
那他也没有抱怨，也没有说都是你们的不好，都是你们的拖累，我就不然早就进迦南地了。
And also he didn't brag about himself, saying how he's ready to enter, but and all, you know, how much he's better than the rest of people.
他也没有骄傲说认为自己啊比别人更好。
He just waited patiently.
他就是在那里耐心等待。
And wait for God's time comes.
然后等神的时间到。
And then he stepped up and lead his people to take the land.
然后拿挺身出来，然后就带领他的百姓去夺取那地。
So Caleb is a really good example for us.
加勒是我们一个很好的榜样。
So if your spiritual life is more mature than people around you, we thank God for that.
我们弟兄姐妹，如果你的属灵生命比周围的人成熟，我们感谢赞美主。
We hope God give you a heart just like Caleb, so just patiently waiting.
愿神给你一颗像加勒一样的心，耐心的等候。
And keep your spiritual life strong.
然后这个属灵的生命能够强壮。
And then lead brothers and sisters to enter into the God's richness when the time comes.
然后一起带领其他的弟兄姐妹一同进入神的丰富。
Another reminder is we pray God give you a humble heart.
第一个要提醒的是，我们求神给你一颗谦卑的心。
As written in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2.
在哥林多书八章前书八章二节这样写。
It said if anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he thought ought, as he ought to know.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
Yeah, don't think you we already got it.
不要以为自己已经得着了。
Yeah, we need to keep pursuing God.
我们要接着追求神。
We also know very famously Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3.
我们也看见保罗在腓立比书三章十二节这样讲。
Yeah, 12 to 14.
三章十二节到十四节。
It says,Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I've pressed on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
好，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，就要得着在耶稣基督在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So.No matter as an individual or as a whole, as a church.
不论是个人或者是一个整体或者是一个教会。
We should often looking for the places we are still lack of.
我们要看看我们的不足的地方。
So where we can get better, we can improve, we can grow.
我们哪些地方可以改进，然后就可以变好。
So we don't want to say that we are already pretty good, and we always say we are good enough.
我们不能说我们已经很好了或者很不错了。
Then when Jesus comes back, if we are not ready, it will be too late to regret.
当耶稣基督回来的时候，如果我们还没有预备好，我们就后悔来不及了。
There's one more lesson we want to learn is from the two and a half tribes.
有一个教训我们要要学的，就是那个这个和东面的两个支派。
Just next slide.
看吧。
We saw earlier like those two and a half tribes in the east side of the river.
我们刚开始起初就看见这个东岸的两个半支派。
That's because in Numbers 32, they saw the east side of the river. They said they're, you know, good for suitable for living livestock.
所以他看见那个东面的地很好，是可以放牧，非常好。
So then they ask Moses, "Can we just stay in the this side? We take this land as our inheritance."
他们就问摩西：“我们这个地分很好，我们可以就住在这个地，我们就然后把这个地作为我们的产业吗？”
And Moses not happy, and then Moses told them about God's principle.
摩西不很开心，然后告诉他们神的原则。
And then they decided to send out their young, you know, soldiers to fight with other tribes to cross the river, to fight in the Canaan.
然后这两个支派呢，就派他们的年轻的人呢，去和其他的支派一起在那边的约旦河的西面能够征战。但他们其他的人就在那边。
But their women and children will stay in his land and wait for them.
他们的妇女儿童呢，就在那东面呢，就等待他们征战回来。
And then when they won the battle, and then the young people can come back.
当他们得了征战得胜之后，那些年轻人就能够回来。
But they still want to take the east side of the river as their inheritance.
但仍旧他们要把这个东岸的地得到，然后作为他们的产业。
Because those things are more realistic, more tangible.
因为这个东岸的地真的是非常好，他们是很现实的就要这块地。
Yeah, they didn't want to put their hope in risk. They don't want to, because the west side is they're not taking yet. There's always a possibility they won't get anything.
所以他们不愿意冒险，也不愿意把他们将来放在这个西岸，因为西岸还没有得，情况不知道。
Yes, it's unsure. It's like not guaranteed.
然后就是西岸的情况不清楚，不保证有好的地。
Yeah, and God approved their request.
然后神呢也答应了他们的请求。
But what is the ending?
但是结局是怎样呢？
In First Chronicle 5:25-26,
在这个历代之上五章二十五到二十六节
，talking about those two and a half tribes，
然后谈到了这两个半支派的结局。
It said they act treacherously against the God of their fathers and played the harlot after the God of the people of the land。
他们得罪了他们列祖的神，随从那地之名的神行邪淫。
And then later on, we can see their, you know, brother were, you know, exiled and brought them to other places.
然后神就被把他们驱赶走了，到了其他一些地方。
Yeah, and then they were destroyed earlier before other tribes in the west side of the of the river.
所以他们在比那个西岸的那些支派的话，更早的就被神给消灭了，他们就。四散各地。
Yeah, because they were far from other tribes.
因为他们那些支派和其他的支派离得很远。
And they were far from the temple from Jerusalem.
他们离耶路撒冷的圣殿也很远。
And they're close to other Gentiles.
他们与外邦人在一起。
So they were more impacted by all the Gentiles and to start worship idols.
他们被外邦人所影响，然后他们就在那里敬拜外邦人的偶像。
And also because they're in the position, they are very easily to be attacked by enemies.
因为他们的这个地理位置，他们更容易被敌人所攻击。
Yeah, so they were the first tribes to were destroyed and exiled.
所以他们是最早的两个支派被毁灭，然后被掳走的。
The reason they overlooked God's promises.
为什么呢？他们就轻看了神的应许。
Even they also crossed, you know, some of them, they crossed the river, they fight the battle, and they won the victory. But they didn't take the best.
所以说他们有一些人也是和其他的支派一样，去征战，也得到了一些地，但是最终他们没有得那上好之地。
And look our Christians at this time.
我们看看我们基督徒现在的光景。
Some of us were saved and also even served very well in church.
我们也得有一些也得救了，然后在这个教会里也侍奉。
And when we have problems in our life, we also come to God for help.
当我们有困难的时候，我们也到神面前求帮助。
And God bless us greatly.
神也大大的祝福给我们。
But they are only satisfied with the earthly blessings.
那些只是满足于地上所得的祝福。
And they didn't often come before God to read the Bible, to know him more.
他们也没有到神面前常常读圣经来后更明白神。
Yeah, to get know more about God, to get close to God.
然后明白神的心意，能够和神更亲近。
So they only satisfy with earthly blessings, but no interest in heavenly blessings.
他们要的就是地上的祝福，没有天上的祝福。
So in the end, they still live a self-centered life.
最终他们也只是自己活在自己为中心的生活。
They didn't put God in the first place.
他没有把神放在中心。
When the real challenges come, when God didn't give them what they wanted, what would happen?
当真的困难来的时候，他神没有给他们所要的是什么样情况呢？
So it's very easy to stumble and very easy to stay away from God.
所以他们就很容易的就跌倒了，就会离开神。
So actually, it's a matter of our faith.
这个就是我们信心的问题。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1,
希伯来书
十一章一节 this verse. It says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
If we only believe what we see, but don't believe what we don't see, that's not faith.
所以如果我们只相信我们看见的，不相信我们那没看见的，那就这就不是信心。
If we only see the earthly blessings because we can see it, we don't see the heavenly blessings because we cannot see it now, that's not faith.
如果我们只是看见我地上的祝福是那个是眼睛能看见的，天上的祝福眼睛看不见，那就不是信心。
Yeah, we just hope we can open our eyes, we can see how beautiful, how wonderful God's promise is.
我们要打开我们的眼睛，看看神给我们的应许是多么的好。
Yeah, we think we can know what is the best.
我们能够明白神最好的是什么。
Okay, the last point I want to share is, can we see next slide?
我看下一个。
It's talking about God's heart.
我们下面讲的就是神的心意。
So when I think about this topic, the promised land, I have a question. I was wondering why God wants to give Israelites a land.
当我想这个题目的时候，我有个问题：为什么神要给以色列人一块地
？Yeah, what is his purpose?
神的目的是什么？
The easy answer might be, oh, because God loves Israelites, so he chose them as his people, and so he picked a very good land for them.
所以答案就是，简单的答案就是神因为爱以色列人，他拣选了以色列人，就选了一块富的地给他们。
And we all know this land is called flow milk and honey. right?
我们都知道是牛奶与蜜之地。
So Israel people can just live there just very happily and enjoy their life.
以色列人可以在那里啊快乐的生活，然后就 yeah.
And then this can also just demonstrate God's power, because God can do it.
同时也能够彰显神的大能，神能够做。
But if we look at the history of Israel, we can see there are famines happening in the land.
我们看看历史就发现这个地，以色列这个地也有饥荒。
And even later, the kingdom was destroyed and they are all, you know, people were exiled from the land.
以色列人就亡国了，然后这个当地的以色列人都被掳走了。
So what God want? Like, what did God want?
神到底要什么呢？
In Exodus 3:12, God told Moses, say, "Certainly, I will be with you."
在出埃及记三章十二节，神对摩西说，他必与他同在。
And the purpose to lead the people out is to worship God.
然后神把他们带出埃及地是为了侍奉神。
And then in verse 14, and God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。
So that means God is with his people. God wants to be with his people.
这个说的是神想要与以色列人在一起。
So God wants to lead Israel people to Canaan so they can be separated from the rest of the world.
神把以色列人带到迦南地就是与世界分离。
So they can be holy, so they can serve God.
因为他们这样的话，他们能够圣洁，能够接着侍奉神。
And then God will be with them.
然后神与他们同在。
And later we see when Moses followed the command, God command to follow the model, what he learned from the mountain, and build a tabernacle for God.
我们看见摩西就听从神的命令，然后他就摩西照神在山上给他的样式，然后就是做了两块法板。
Build a tabernacle.
Oh, sorry, 这是建了一个会幕。
And then God's glory filled that tabernacle.
然后神的荣耀就充满了会幕。
And later, we also know after King Solomon, built the holy temple.
我们后来知道这个神的儿子所罗门建了这个圣殿。
Yeah, when he offered sacrifice, there fire coming down from heaven, and then God's glory filled the temple.
当在那里献祭的时候，神的火从天上降下，神的荣耀就在充满了会幕。
Yeah, that's recorded in the Second Chronicles, chapter 7.
在历代志下七章是有记载。
Yeah, we can see when people follow God's command, and then God's will fulfilled, and then God's glory show up, and then demonstrate in His people.
当我们看见神照着神的心意行的时候，神的荣耀就与他们同在。
Yeah, and then God will dwell among His people.
然后神又就与那些人同住。
Yeah, and also we notice that in the time of Judges, there are around like 350 years long, that period.
我们也看见在约伯记
Judges,
四世纪那个差不多有四百年之久，三百五十年 sorry.
Yeah, even Israel people, they live in the promised land, but their life pretty miserable.
所以说以色列人住在那个这个应许之地，但是他们的日子很不好。
Yeah, very often they were attacked by the enemies around them.
他们常常被周围的敌人攻击。
And they were oppressed by the enemies.
然后他们也被敌人逼迫。
And also we know that later when Israelites betrayed God many, many times, and God's spirit left the temple.
当后来我们知道以色列人离弃了神很多很多次，然后神就离开了这个圣殿。
Yeah, I think Brother Peng, I think shared with us in Ezekiel chapter 10, chapter 11, talking about the God glory left the temple.
在以西结书十章十一章中，彭弟兄给我们分享了神的荣耀离开了圣殿。
Yeah, so and then after that, the Israel country is destroyed.
然后以色列就亡国了。
Yeah. So we can see that the land was called filled with a flow milk and honey.
地是那牛奶与蜜的地。
But if the people didn't obey God's command, and there'd be no presence of God.
如果大百姓不遵守神的命令，就没有神的同在。
And then also there's no blessing from God.
神也没有神的祝福。
And then the land will be cursed and will become a barren.
然后这个地就受咒诅，变成荒芜。
So in God's heart, He's not just only gave Israelites a piece of land.
神的心意不是只是给百姓一块地。
He wanted to his people become holy, and he can dwell among them.
他要他的百姓成为圣洁，然后与百姓同住。
And God's heart didn't change in the New Testament time.
神的心意也在新约的时候也没有改变。
And yeah, God's will and God's promise not changed.
他神的心意和神的应许没有变。
So when Jesus came to this world, do we know what his name is?
当耶稣到这个上来的时候，他的名字是什么呢？
His name is called Emmanuel.
他的名字就叫以马内利。
Means God with us.
神与我们同在。
Yeah, because human sin, so we cannot come to the presence of holy God.
因为人犯了罪，就不能与圣洁的，我们就不能与神同住。
So God sent His Son to this world, so to take human's sin.
神派他的儿子到地上来，是为了担当人的罪。
To initiate the first step.To recover the relationship between human and God.
然后恢复与人的关系。
And Jesus died on the cross and then resurrected on the third day.
耶稣在十字架上死了，第三天复活。
And after 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
四十三天以后，他升到天上。
And then Holy Spirit was sent down, to be our comforter.
然后圣灵又降下，成为我们的保惠师。
So God continued to Emmanuel in the form of Holy Spirit.
神与圣灵的形式与我们一起同住。
And like we just read earlier in Ephesians chapter 1:14, he said, "Give us Holy Spirit as the pledge of our inheritance."
我们以前读的以弗所书一章十四节，那圣灵就是我们得基业的凭据。
So.When what is the true inheritance then?
但真正是什么样的是基业呢？
So when Jesus comes back the second time, and then we can fully receive the inheritance.
当第二次耶稣再来的时候，我们能够得到充充满满的基业。
So at that time, he will defeat the enemy, and he will judge everyone, and he will be with his people in the new heaven and the new earth.
但那时候他要实行审判。然后我们要与耶稣同在新天新地里。
And can we look at the next verse? So this is God's ultimate promise, is Revelation 21. We can read verse 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.Verse 4, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The four things have passed away.
启示录二十一章三到四节，我听见有大声音从宝座里出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。因为以前的事都过去了。
Yeah, that is our ultimate promise land. 那个
是最终的应许之地。
Right now we have Holy Spirit living inside us.
现在我们在里面有圣灵常住。
And we can taste what it's like to be with God.
我们能够在这里尝试我们这能够明白神与神同住是什么样的感觉。
When we obey the lead of Holy Spirit, and then we can live out the life God gave to us.
当我们顺从圣灵带领的时候，我们能活出基督的生命的。
And then we are in the Lord, and we are blessed by God.
我们就在主里面，然后也得神的祝福。
And also we can glorify His name, we can be the salt and light in this world.
然后我们就能够明白神的心意。
Yet, God want is, what God want is a complete victory.
神要的是完全的得胜。
A complete salvation.
是完全的拯救。
So that is God's plan, and that's God's ultimate promise.
这个是神的应许，神的计划。
And Abraham knew God.
亚伯拉罕认识神。
Yeah, he's called the father of faith.
他是那个信心之父。
In his vision, he saw God's promise to him is not earthly promise, but a heavenly promise.
他在他的意象里看见的神给他的应许之地不是属地的，是属天的。
So we can look at next slide.In Hebrews 11, 9 to 10, we can see this whole describe Abraham.
所以在希伯来书这个十一章就完全描述了亚伯拉罕。
He said, by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.For he was looking for the city which was foundation, which had foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
他因着信就在那所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Yeah, Abraham already in the promised land.
亚伯拉罕已经在应许之地。
Yet he continued to seek God.
他仍旧在寻求神。
So looking forward the heavenly home.
他们看的是天上的家。
The God prepared for him in heaven.
神在天上为他预备的。
And in the next slide. And in the chapter 11, there are more witnesses.
在十一章里面，有更多的见证。
Yeah, in the 13 through 16, we can read.I'll read 13 and 14, and you read 15 and 16. So all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who see such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.
好，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Yeah, praise God. Those witnesses of faith, they didn't receive the promises.
他们那些信仰的，他们那些并没有信心之父，并没有得到所盼望的。
But God let them see from a distance.
但神让他们从远处看见。
So they desire that heavenly home.
他们在那里羡慕天上的家乡。
Thanks to God, Jesus has completed the great salvation work on the cross.
感谢主，神已经在十字架上做成了救赎的大功。
And those who believe in Jesus receive the life of Christ.
我们那些信他的人也得了耶稣的生命。
And in the presence.In the presence of God, and also we can feel like we are on heaven, even we are still on earth.
有了神的同在，我们在地上就如同在天。
But this world is not our home.
这个地方，这个地世界不是我们的家乡。
God has prepared us a more beautiful home in heaven.
神为我们预备是更美的家乡。
We should long for the heavenly home.
我们在要盼望天上的家乡。
And this longing is very important.
这个盼望很重要。
Faith is the foundation of our belief.
信是我们信仰的基础。
And from faith comes out hope.
因为信我们就有盼望。
And this hope is a glorious, glorious hope, and we know that well, the hope is not in vain.
真是有荣耀的盼望，这个盼望不是虚假的。
This hope will give our life.Direction and strength.
给这个盼望给我们有生活的方向啊，有力量。
When we are experiencing difficulties, we will not give up.
当我们有困难的时候，我们不放弃。
Instead, we have this unspeakable joy in us.
然后我们有这说不出的喜乐。
Just like Jesus' example.
就像耶稣是我们的榜样。
In Hebrews 12, just next chapter, verse 1 and 2, and he says, Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sins which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And then we see Jesus' example. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endures the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Yeah, if you truly believe how great our hope is, and truly believe our hope will become true.
当你想到我们的希望是多么大，我们的盼望就能够成真。
And we believe our hope will become true.
我们也相信我们的信仰会成为
我们的盼望。
盼望呀，所以也变成真的。
So we will be able to endure the suffering.
然后我们就能够忍耐。
The last point I want to share is we are His land to possess.
我们就是神的未得之地。
So when God created man, He loved us.
神造人的时候，他爱我们。
He created man and woman in His image.
他然后造人是造他自己的形象。
And then He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
他把亚当夏娃安置在伊甸园里。
So at that time, there's no separation between God and man.
那个时候，神与人是没有阻碍的。
Yeah, the communication is open.
然后这中间是完全畅通的。
But when Adam and Eve sinned, they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们被逐出了伊甸园。
God's heart was also very sad because He wanted to live with people.
神的心也非常的难过，因为他要与人同住。
Yeah, He wanted to dwell with people He loved.
他要与他所爱的人同住。
David was called a man after God's heart.
我们知道大卫是称为符合神心意的人。
Because David considered God's heart.
因为他体恤神的心意。
And he can sympathize God's feeling.
他能够明白神的心意。
So when he became the king of Israel,
当他做了这个以色列的王以后，
So first thing he did was he took the city of Jerusalem.
第一件事他做的就是攻下了那耶路撒冷城。
And made that the capital of Israel.
然后把这个变成了以色列的首都。
Because he knew Jerusalem has a special position in God's heart.
在神的心里面，耶路撒冷有一个特别的地位。
And then after that, he brought back the Ark of God back into Jerusalem.
然后呢，他就把约柜呢接回了耶路撒冷。
And then he wanted to build a temple for God.
然后他要造这个圣殿。
Even God said he will never live in a temple made by man.
所以说神说他不住在人手所造的殿里。
But what David offered matches God's heart, that is to dwell among His people.
但神大卫的心啊，这个吻合了神的心意，就是神要与人同住的心意。
So God allowed David's request, and He let King Solomon to build the holy temple for him.
所以神就允许了大卫的请求，他让这个所罗门王来建这个圣殿。
So we as Christians, are we after God's heart? Like David,
我们新约的基督徒是否也能够体恤神的心意，像大卫一样吗
？Do Do we sympathize God's feeling?
我们明白神的心意吗？
We all know that God's love is long-suffering.
我们知道神是长久很久忍耐的。
That is true, because he's waiting for us to return.
他那个是对的，因为他常常等待人回心转意。
In God's heart, we are the land he's not yet possessed.
正是在神的心意中，我们这些人是他的未得之地。
It's not that God is not capable.
不是神没有能力做到。
But because he loves us.
因为神爱我们。
So he gave us free will.
他给我们自由意志。
He wants us to return to him because of love.
他等待我们，如果因为爱的话，能够转向他。
But in his heart, he really desires to dwell with us.
在他的心中，他真的是很希望我们与他同住。
So we all know that if you love a person, you would consider that person's need.
我们知道爱一个人，你会看重那个人的需要。
And you will see what that person likes, and you will do it.
你看这个人需要什么，你就会做。
And we should love God the same way.
我们也要这样爱神。
We all desire Jesus come back.
我们都渴慕耶稣能够早日回来。
And God is desire that too.
神的心意也是如此。
From our people's perspective, when Jesus comes back, then we are all become holy, and then there's no sin, there's no tears, there's no sorrow.
当我们的心意来说，就是当耶稣回来的时候，我们都一切都成为圣洁，我们也没有眼泪。
And then we all have a mature life, just like Jesus, and we can receive reward from God.
然后我们也得像耶稣一样有个成熟的生命，能够得到神的祝福。
But from God's perspective, at that time, God will dwell among His people.
但是从神的角度来说，神那时就是与人可以同住。
And God's name is praised, and God's glory will be, God's glory will be manifested.
神的名可以得到赞美，神的荣耀就得到彰显。
So dear brothers and sisters, let not lay back anymore.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要再懒散。
Let's consider more about God's heart.
我们甚至能够多想一些神的心意。
Someone would say, "Oh, as long as I am saved, I can go to heaven. That I'll be fine, even I swipe the floor."
Yeah.这是有些人说我已经信了神了，我就应该可以去天堂，我不需要做什么。
Yeah, even I swipe floor in heaven, I'll be fine.
啊，什么？啊，我在天上扫地也是不错，也是挺好的。
Yeah, it sounds really humble, but we don't use this as an excuse to be lazy.
但是听上去是很谦卑，但是我们不能把这个当做一个借口。
And so we don't wholeheartedly follow Jesus.
如果不这样的话，我们就不能全心全意的爱耶稣。
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, let's all get up and strive to follow Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来努力，一起来跟随耶稣。
So we pray more, we read the Bible more, so we can know more about God.
我们在这里多祷告，能够多读圣经，能够多明白耶稣的心意，神的心意。
And we can spread gospel to more people.
我们能够把福音传给其他的朋友们。
So the body of Christ will be ready sooner.
然后我们耶稣的基督的身体就早点准备好。
And Jesus will come back soon.
耶稣就会早日回来。
And then we will completely receive God, and God will completely receive us.
那时我们就可以完全得到神，神也完全得到我们。
Okay, let's bow down and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱天父，我们要谢谢你。
Thank you for letting us see how much you love us.
让我们看见你是多么的爱我们。
To see how much you want to live with us.
你多么想和我们同住。
We just pray you give us a heart.
真是谢谢你给我们这样一颗心。
So we can love you, we want to be live with you.
我们能够爱你，我们愿意和你同住。
And longing for you.
能够盼望你。
Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.